Okay. Sounds like the stream is configured properly now. Just creating audio, test 1, 2, 3, test, testing 1, 2, 3, test. While you guys set things up, get it all set up just right. Okay, W. Monk says he can understand me now. Thank you, folks, for making me become understandable. I'm actually wearing the headset now, which I should do all the time. There's nobody else here. And I'm listening to myself on the stream, which is really confusing, but we'll see if I can manage. So, this Sunday morning, we have wonderful news from OCP, who is the man behind the EdpNet label, or one of the people behind it. He says that the album that we released, this Electro Music Collaboration album, received 300 downloads in the 2 days that it's been released. And that's on the EdpNet label. We did a joint release with the Off in Green Net label. So they would have some additional downloads, most likely, I would imagine. So, and I was just, before we took a break, I was talking about the songs on the album. And the songs that I covered already were Christian Man, Trust, and The Singing Alchemist, and Future Games also. Electrifier says 300, cool. Yeah, that's cool. My previous albums, the first two, only received 600 downloads in total each. So 1,200 for both of them. And that's in all the time they've been released, which has been months and months. But this is 2 days. Amazing. The next song is called If I Had the Power, with lyrics by Dano G. Ray, also known as Daniel Gray, spoken by myself. Music by myself, using a Boolean sequence car plus strong array coded in Chuck. It's a positive song about wishful thinking and what we would do given tremendous power. If I Had the Power. And then there's Rescue Mission. A song read by Rain Shadow. She does a beautiful job. The same person who did the Future Game song. When my father died late last year, I was very struck by it, very taken aback, of course. And 20 minutes after his death, this song just came into my head, and I wrote it and typed it in. Made a couple changes, and then that was it. That was the song. No more edits. And in Rescue Mission, it's a song about the end of the struggle between good and evil. What happens is we reach the end times as foretold in the Bible, and there's a twist. But perhaps I should let you discover that twist on your own. You'll have to go get the song, the Rescue Mission song, to find out what that's all about. Then there's a horribly depressing song I wrote one day when I was really upset called This Too Shall Pass. And it's a song about human suffering and the man's inhumanity to man, and it's terribly depressing, but it's artistic, I guess. It's expressive of certain feelings. And then we finish up the main part of the album with The Phoenix, which has music by Jovian Pikes, lyrics by myself, and I read the lyrics, and it tells of my great suffering and later emergence to a blissful, happy state through music. So, good song. Positive note to end the album on. And then we have three follow-up songs at the end of the album that describe some of the less conventional aspects of electromusic.com. These were songs submitted by people who were venturing into areas that are, well, not as conventional. So, there are two somewhat irreverent songs by Toad, and then there's a song called Glitch Bender by Demonoza, which is, well, it's glitch. Glitch is glitch. It's just like it sounds like. It's glitchy. But people love it. People get into glitch music and they really like it, so we put the song on the album to represent those people. So that's the album, and there's a video, there's a movie file, called Paranoia, that several of us worked on. Rain Shadow did the vocals, I did the music along with Key Jazz, he contributed to the music. And Ivan, of course, Ivan did the video and put it all together and did a wonderful job expressing the sensation of paranoia. So be sure to get that video when you download the album. I'm going to take a break now from doing vocals while I think of what to say next. So let's relax and listen to some washing machinery.